VentureCast. If you haven't heard about Anchor and its easiest way to make a podcast, let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You make money right from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Make sure you download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm. Welcome. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm good. How you doing? How you doing, John Boy?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good. Blessed.
It's been a while since I heard your voice.
I know. I feel like I went through a time warp of tragedy. It's just a whole different world. But getting back at it and had a snap out of that mindset. But yeah, I'm back on my grind. How you been, man? What's new with you?
That's good, man. The same thing. I mean, you know, we all went through this whole crazy thing together, and you know, there's still a lot of current events going on, but you know, we find a way through it. Luckily for me, the whole COVID situation and the lockdowns actually did good for business. So, and you know, I've been able to make it through the whole year. I'm not vaccinated yet, but I made it through without any without catching COVID. So, just working on the grind, working on the campaign, and also making sure that my family's good, taking care of all the bills. And so I'm just, you know, trying to always find growth, right? Every single day.
That's what's up. Yeah, no, yep. I like that. I've liked that since the moment I met you. You had the same kind of mindset as myself. Constantly grind. Yeah. I took some hits during this whole pandemic. Kind of knocked me off course, but like I always say, it's all about the bounce back.
Right. Every challenge is a lesson, and every challenge is just something to overcome and strengthen ourselves, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. I've had to tell that not only to myself, but a few people around me. I even seen people online post some very suspicious stuff that I was like, whoa, this person's like hinting at suicide. And I was, you know, sidebar them and like, look, you know, sometimes the story doesn't make sense to tell the end of the story. Right. Nobody gets to walk out of their own movie.
Right.
So, you know, I know all the bad things I've been through. It was worth it for every good day I had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like before, you know, I was kind of like, you know, I come from a very Hispanic, prideful background where we don't do counseling or psychology, you know, stuff like that. And I've learned it's like, it's normal not to feel okay. It's okay to not feel okay.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's where I've been. My mindset's been focusing on grinding, growing different businesses again. Mm-hmm. I just had to revamp myself, man. And I see you still on your grind. What kind of new business opportunities you got going, or tell me about the business you're growing right now?
Yeah, of course. So you know me, I've always been with WFG since we met. So World Financial Group, World System Builder is our actual team. So we've been on this financial literacy campaign for the past, pretty much since I started, 6 years. And so during the pandemic, what it did is it pretty much exposed everyone's situation. So all the things that we used to, you know, warn people about and try to prepare people for, right? Like having protection, having emergency savings, right? And making sure your financial house is in order. A lot of people got rocked, and we started to see how many people's financial situation and how fragile it was, right? Because right when the lockdowns happened, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people had to go deplete their savings if they even had any. A lot of people that didn't have savings had to resort to, you know, food banks and whatnot in different ways. And then even with the government, like when they're rolling out stimulus checks and all that, it did help a little bit, but it was like a Band-Aid on a big wound, right?
Yeah.
And so for us, at least, a lot of people were looking for opportunity to make extra income. A lot of people were looking for getting protection in terms of life insurance and health insurance. People were looking for safer investments for those who were doing better, right? But safer places to put their money. And at the end of the day, people are just looking for direction, right? So we were able to provide that to them in the form of moving our entire campaign online. So we started doing workshops every single day, free workshops that help people learn about their finances 3 times a day, 5 days a week. We have a strong community to help people support each other. And actually, in the past year, our company numbers have grown like 30% at least.
Nice. Yeah.
And even for me personally, my business has grown. And I started to hit numbers I've never hit in my past 6 years. So, I mean, as tragic as everything was, and it's still like we're still, a lot of people are still facing the long-term effects of the situation. But at least for me, you know, they say in every crisis, there's always opportunity. And luckily, we're on the opportunity side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's been going on with me. I've been expanding. So, you know, I've expanded to like five different states in terms of my licensing. And I'm working towards my securities license this year. And I also just touched base with one of my partners in ATL. So I'm hoping to expand there as well.
Man, my man. Local right here, my man. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you. It's been a long time coming. But, you know, right now in this day and age, especially with seeing how fragile life can be, not just finances, but life itself. I'm just in a place where I just want to be the most effective with my time. And I know that a lot of people need help. And I'm just trying to put myself in places in the best position for myself so I could help others as well.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Thank you.
How did you get started in that business?
So I was looking for something different because I was working, you know, I did all the usual retail jobs. I've done restaurant serving, so I know how tough like being a server can be. And then I've also done sales. And for me, I felt sales like was a good industry to be in because like you can get your check plus commission. So in a sense, you could get that extra bonus. You could write your check. But after a while, you know, just living that life, going job to job and, you know, trying to find something that worked, I kind of started to realize at, when I was working at T-Mobile at the time, I realized that even though I'm making a decent income now, you know, I was making as much money as my friends were who, you know, had degrees and everything. But I realized, you know, when I was activating a phone on a Sunday night that like, this is not something I plan to do for long term, right? And oftentimes in retail or in corporate life, if you want to move up the ladder, you oftentimes have to deal with a lot more bullshit just to have like a subtle increase in pay, right?
Yeah.
So in my opinion, I truly believe the American dream is to be able to operate a business, your own business.
Yep.
Yeah. And it just so happens that my uncle's been doing this. He's been with World Financial Group for over 30 years. And I was just watching my uncle, and my uncle's actually been very successful here. So eventually I was at a crossroads thinking like I need to do something different. And so I actually reached out to my cousin, his daughter, and I said, hey, like, what is it that you guys do? And like, is there a spot for me like to come in and learn and do what you guys do too? And so, you know, over time, you know, I've always been open-minded, and I latched on to the opportunity. They told me that it's financial services, but we focus on education. And I said, perfect. I need to learn about my finances, so I'll come and learn first. And over the years, I just developed from someone who used to pretty much like live check to check and just, you know, blow my money on all kinds of like partying and like the usual stuff young guys do, to actually start to save money every single month towards my family's future, right? So that's the transition that happened for me in the past 6 years. Just becoming a lot more business-minded, learning a lot of business skills, gaining a lot of personal growth, and also financial growth as well.
Yep. Yes. Nice. I always get people that ask me, well, how do you start if you're living from check to check? And for me, I always say, like, can you afford a $5 t-shirt? And they're like, yeah. I go, get a $5 t-shirt, flip it for $25. And repeat the process. Find something as simple as selling a t-shirt or and then, you know, learn to build, you know, stack your money and then and reinvest. But I think it's really hard for people where we come from. They have this mindset that is passed down through generation to generation of not having financial management in their background. And they don't really teach that in school. So that's what I try to tell people. I go, look, you got to learn how to manage your finances.
Right.
If not, it will manage you.
Exactly. You can make all the money in the world, but if you don't know how to manage it, then you're probably not as good at, I mean, you're probably not doing so well either, right? If you're hemorrhaging money, then you ain't going nowhere. So it's all about the dollar that you save. And just like you said, I mean, the real simple hustle is just how can I turn a dollar into three? How can I turn $5 into 10 or so forth, right?
Yeah.
And so I think most importantly, one thing that most people are not really entirely doing, and this is what I've seen in the industry and through the education, is that the real problem is spending. There's a huge spending crisis.
Yeah.
Every dollar we make, we got to make sure we keep that and find a way to make it grow. But if we're just constantly spending, then, you know, we're it's always going to seem like we're treading water. And a lot of people are drowning, actually.
you know, it's funny because talking to you, it just made me realize a lot of things. Because when I first talked to you, well, I was opening up my second business, so I opened up my girl's salon.
Right.
And, you know, people see me, they see me going to Hawaii, they're buying all this stuff, you know. They didn't know all the stress that was behind all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The going 9 months without customers paying me and yeah. me putting money up front for all these jobs that cost anywhere from $6,000 to $15,000 just to get done
right.
out of my own pocket. And then having to wait almost a year to get paid, and then going 9 months with not receiving crap, and then having to serve people to go to court, and then they not even show up anyways.
Right.
If they do, they still don't pay me. They don't really see all that. And then with my girl's salon, you know, she was like, let me just do this on my own. You know, I'll let you know when I need help. And I know she had it was the second week into it, and she came home crying. She wasn't getting customers.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know you don't think you need to pay for advertising, but you have to let people know you're open. And this is, I know how to do this because I've done it for my own business, and I had to, you know, do it from the bottom up. I mean, I was marketing on Craigslist, messaging people privately. I was messaging real estaters and property managers until I was able to afford advertising. And then I learned SEO on my own. And so I maxed out my credit cards for her and got advertisements. She called me all excited. I just got a customer who saw my advertisement on Yelp. I'm like, hell yeah.
That's where it begins.
Yeah, but what we weren't expecting to happen was the pandemic. The pandemic happened, and we went from being, oh, it's only going to be 2 weeks of a shutdown. Then it went a month. Then we're like, oh, crap. And then Then you really realize is, you know, you're not as financially stable as you thought you were. As many ideas as you can have or money schemes, none of us had any idea what was about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost both our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I put mine on hold, keep thinking, yeah, I'm going to get back to it. And I end up getting into a car accident. And I end up with some pretty severe damages. I have a busted rotator cuff in my right shoulder. I have 4 bulging discs in my spine. My left knee's jacked up. It's healing, but it's beginning to have arthritis. So I'm like, am I really going to be able to build this business up? I've lost all my employees.
Yeah.
You know, and it just makes you rethink. And when I told her, I was like, we're driving one day. And I'm saying, you know, the one thing we're not going to do is do the same thing over again because we're not insane.
Right.
So how do we that's insanity. Sure, how do we make sure that we never take a hit like this again? Because we both had recession-proof industries, but they were not COVID-proof. They weren't pandemic-proof.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been rebuilding ourselves and trying to create a different lane all from scratch. Which to me, I like that. I like that the new ideas, the new ambition, the all right, this is something new. I like that grind.
You it's know thrilling, saying? Isn't it?
What's that?
It's thrilling, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because the new challenges.
Yeah, you got the wind to your back. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah. It's exciting and scary at the same time, but I'd rather be excited and scared than freaking just like kind of numb and just get coasting along, you know?
Yeah, I've been through those dark alleys, man. I've been through those, like, I took some big hits that, like, hit after hit. Like, just people look at me like, damn, bro, did someone curse you or something? Like,
yeah.
I was like, man, like, we lost the luxury townhouse. We lost our businesses. We lost, we ended up losing our, one of my main work bands. I was so proud. I had it stacked with all the brand new equipment. So, like, when we get a job, I was going to show up and show out with all the brand new equipment.
Yeah.
Someone stole it.
Jeez Louise,
and the insurance didn't cover the equipment that I had, what I thought it covered, but it didn't cover it. The tracking device wouldn't let me log in. And by the time I called the 1-800 number to let me log in, they got me in, and they had the people found it and disconnected it. And then I got robbed twice because I had to pay to get it out of impound. A month later, I had to pay $1,700 because we missed the phone call by 10 seconds. And they said, oh, it's already up on the flat and we're towing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, I got robbed by the robbers, not getting robbed by the police.
Yeah. Damn, dude, it sounds like the whole world was just caving in on you, bro.
Bro, that on top of 7 fucking deaths due to COVID around me.
My condolences.
Yeah, thank you. And then having to sue people, like I took a retail job, and then because of the car accident I was in, they were trying to purposely make me quit, so I was suing them. That lawsuit didn't fall through.
Yeah.
And then I was going through mad stomach pains. I was like, everybody's like, oh, it's stress. I had to get my gallbladder removed. I had to take that surgery. I couldn't take pain pills because the gallbladder that got removed also helped break down the pills. So I was getting an ulcer because of all the pills I was taking. So I couldn't take the pain pills for my back or for the stomach pains I had. So it was just like hit after hit. I know people are like, dude, this is a tragic movie. I go, not actually. it's going to be a very extreme success story because no one, you know what I'm saying? I mean, no one wants to go to one of those conventions and you get this billionaire who stands on stage and says, nothing in my life tragic happened to me. No struggles happened to me and I made it here and now I'm preaching to you. You can live this thing. You know, nobody wants to hear that fucking story. They want to hear of the guy like me who took hit after hit and still managed to get back on his feet and to fight his way to success because he knew what he was worth and he knew what was in store for him.
Mm-hmm. Damn, dude, exactly. That's the real inspiration. That's the shit that moves people, right? And, you know... that's the shit that also, even, like, for you and for even for me, like, we all have our own stories, but that's what makes it so much sweeter when we get to the top, you know? But damn, John Boy, like, hey, honestly, I just want to say you're a freaking trooper, and I'm happy to be, you know, on this call with you right now to know that, you know, you came out and you're alive, you know, and we're blessed to be having this conversation right now because, you know, that sounds like a whole whirlwind of craziness that just like went through.
Yeah. Can you like, see why I didn't message you back for a while?
Yeah, actually, no, nothing went wrong. And, you know, I was worried, but, you know, at the same time, at least I kind of saw you, you know, on Instagram here and there. So I knew, like, you're at least, you know, you're alive.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had no idea what you were going through. And holy shit.
Yeah, I don't really, I really don't post about my problems. I'm not one to really...
Yeah,
let a lot of people in,
right?
Because I'm going to counseling now, and I found how it does help me to talk about my problems because I bottle a lot of shit in. I carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. I don't let my family know or my friends know,
right?
Everything that's going on. Like I have friends that I've had known, you know, for 10, 15 years. They still they'll probably listen to this podcast and be like, "Holy shit."
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? How come you didn't tell me all this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, and there's even other stuff, crazy stuff I can't even talk about, you know, but it's just I've learned to be able to talk about my problems and understand that I'm not the only one going through the shit I'm going through. And yeah, there's people who need a hear my story so they can feel motivated, you know. Right.
Because, you know, when people hear your story, like, they'll know, like, hey, I'm not alone. They didn't go exactly through what you went through. But there's a lot of people, no matter what we're dealing with, you know, there's probably someone out there dealing with something similar or even worse. And, you know, we all got to know we're not alone. And at the same time, sharing your story is powerful. And also, it's very beneficial for yourself because, like, you know, it's just like steam. You know, if you don't let out some steam every now and then, you're just going to boil over.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
don't do like I did and just, you know, bottle it up and then start drinking every day. Cause I was like, what am I becoming?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people took on drinking, daily drinking activities due to COVID.
Oh yeah.
But they don't know that I was already going through like this self depression.
Yeah.
Keep myself away from everybody even before the COVID started.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, y'all belly on level 3. Wait till like 12 months comes up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm good. I'm not drinking every day. If I do, it's two and done. My girl is my big inspiration. So is my son. I'm glad to say I wasn't forced to by like family members or because of I caught a case or something. I was like, I don't like this. And this is leading to nowhere.
Yeah,
and I don't like having something over me that I feel like has more say so than I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm a very stubborn person. I had to think at it differently. Like, are you that weak that this will conquer you? And I'm like, is this your legacy? And I was like, nope. And I'm like, all right, I gotta do some.
Well, you know, one thing's for sure is like when we first met. One thing's for sure is I knew you were a very sharp man. Secondly, you have a strong level of awareness and. No, I'm glad that you're able to, you know, be aware of that situation and pull yourself out of it and make that decision, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, man. Yeah, and dude, I'm glad that you are where you are now. And of course, you know, what have you been up to lately? Like, what's been going on? Like, what's been good, dude?
Well,
I know before
I've been right now we're working on this a real estate thing for me and my girl.
Mm-hmm.
We saw because I have a history of doing home loans and real estate in my past, but I never sought out my license. I didn't take it that serious.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it was a side hustle because I was like, I don't know. It was, again, I didn't know how much I was going to get paid or when I was going to get paid.
Yeah.
So now me and my girl are strongly pursuing that. I started creating clothing when I was home.
Yeah.
And I was showing my son. I go like, you know, hey, look, you want money. I can't keep giving you money like I used to.
Yeah.
Daddy ain't got that kind of money anymore. So you want money, you gotta make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either you start selling your toys or we start making t-shirts. And then she's like, t-shirts. And so we have everything now to make t-shirts and stuff like that.
Cool.
Learning about ship on demand, stuff like that, and just creating awareness for what my brand is, self-destructive behavior.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't understand what self-destructive behavior is. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but it's just not drugs or alcohol. It's actually a disease that causes us to, when we think a relationship's going good, but we fear that it's going to mess up.
Yeah.
So we start an argument and we'll try to destroy the relationship.
Or
we'll get into a new job and it's always good in the beginning, but then we get bored. So we'll purposely get ourselves fired. Or, something bad happened to you, so you're like, fuck it. Now, you know, there's a death in the family, fuck it. I'm gonna go do drugs because that's my excuse.
It's that tendency. Behavior. It's like that tendency to kind of just listen to the devil, right? No matter what situation you're in. You kind of just start to find all the bad things in it, or you start to somehow just like fuck it up for yourself, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and without even realizing that it's a habit.
Yeah. I realized that going through sobriety and realizing that I suffer from self-destructive behavior.
Mm.
And it wasn't the alcoholism wasn't the only disease I had. I had two monsters inside me. You know what I'm saying? Because there's the monster itself, which is the addiction.
Yeah.
But there's another monster that looks for the excuse to lead you to the addiction.
The gateway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if once you understand that, you got to learn what triggers you. You got to learn to catch your thoughts and feelings. And for me, being productive when I didn't have my businesses kept me sane, kept me going, because I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to grow this. I gotta get this word out. I gotta save people's lives, because people out there, because of this pandemic, have become alcoholics or addicted to drugs, or they're getting divorced because of this, you know. And I'm like, how else can I spread my word? You know, I gotta do a podcast, because my clothing line isn't just gonna always say what I'm trying to get out there. It's got to be brand awareness. So that's why I created this No Judgment podcast, to be able to promote my clothing line and spread awareness.
Dope. And is the brand also called No Judgment?
No, it's the SDB, self-destructive behavior.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Right on, dude. Yeah, definitely send me some links. I would love to see what you're working on, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I mean, that's what I got going on right now. My son is doing good. My girl is doing good. She's, you know, she's got her day job as a teacher at a barber college. She's doing good. My family's good. They're glad that I'm sober and making right decisions now.
Yeah. So now it's just climbing back up, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that, like I said, I feel more excited about that than anything else, is that that grind, like, oh, it's happening again. It's happening again. Yep. We're building momentum here. Like, you know, getting agreements for certain, like, local shops to sell my clothes inside their store. Finding other influencers who are down to get on the podcast and spread awareness. Yes. It's just a good feeling to have, to just see so many people jump on board.
Right. I think now more than ever, a lot of people are realizing that we need each other. Community is so important, and that we can all help each other through all this madness that we experienced recently.
Absolutely. You hit that on the nose.
Yes, sir. So what's good with you today, man? What else you got going on?
I got some more interviews going on. I got three more interviews. I'm keeping it rolling. I find that staying productive and busy keeps my mind off of certain things, and then editing is become the boring part of it all.
yeah
it's like being in the recording studio all over again.
Right.
How about you, my man? Anything else you got going on, or you want to shout out to the people and let them know how to contact you, or if they're interested in growing their finances and securities?
Most definitely. First off, I just want to say thanks, John Boy, for having me on this. It's great to hear from you, and I'm glad that you've come out stronger, right? And that you're on the path of sobriety for now, or, you know, just being cleaner, being healthier, and you're going out there and you're creating opportunities for yourself. You know, we live in America, and even despite whatever's happened, there's opportunity everywhere, and we just got to find ways to adapt, right? And so, you know, I just wanted to shout out to any listeners right now. You know, my name's Anthony. If you're ever looking to learn about our financial literacy campaign, we do free workshops for anyone to come and learn. And if you want to empower yourselves through that, please call me at 408-386-5090. And till then, I mean, maybe I'll be on for another call eventually, right?
Hell yeah. I'm down to have you on the show and do some updates. I really appreciate you stopping by and talking to me, man. It was good catching up with you.
Yeah, my pleasure as well, and thank you for having me. And let's link up for another coffee sometime soon.
Oh, I'm with it. All right, brother. Man. You have a good day. Thank you for joining the No Judgment Podcast with Young Liddy.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Mile, are you ready to record our promo for season 2 of the Wanna Bet podcast?
David, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Miles, we're not here to quote lines from Airplane. We're here to tell people that season 2 starts August 18th.
But I like Airplane.
I know you do, but Wanna Bet is a sports betting podcast. Each week we bet $1,000 on the NFL teams and games that we love.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And last year you picked over 60% of your games correctly.
How'd you do?
We're not talking about that. We are telling people that they can find us every Friday. So no more movie quotes.
Roger. Electric acid.
Electricast. Welcome to the Candle Power Hour. Come with us backstage, behind the scenes of show business spanning over four decades and bringing you the experiences that can only be told by the people who were there.
Our guests are from the A-list, the F-list, and everyone in between. Get set for some of the most insane, hilarious, and inspiring stories you will ever hear.
I'm Mercury.
And I'm Diego.
Your host for the Candle Power Hour.
Electricast.